Yes, you're clear. ANC monitoring.
Again, this is Matt, WSAU, with the U of M Sunday Night Net. This is MPs every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this WAGM repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I'll take check-ins in the following order. I'll first take check-ins from mobile, short-time, and portable stations, then from echoing stations, then from all-star stations, then from any other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations wishing to check in to the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now. Nothing occurred. Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in to the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now. Are there any all-star stations wishing to check in to the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now. All right. Any and all stations with the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
Hello, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Uniform Golf.
KF8 UFG, is there anyone else?
Charlie 8, Tango Oscar.
KC8TO, anyone else for the U of M Sunday Night Net, please call out.
This is Whiskey 8 Uniform Mike Julia.
W8UMJ, is there anyone else?
I'm not sure if I talked over somebody, but Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Uniform Golf.
Ed, you was the first checking KF8 FUG. Anyone else with you on Sunday Night Net? Alright, nothing heard. Let's get started with KF8. FUG, you'll be followed by TO. Go ahead, FUG.
Hi there, man. I hope everybody's having a good Sunday. Just looking forward to Memorial Day. Watching the NASCAR race right now, the Coca-Cola 600. Just relaxing. Back to Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I've just been doing a bunch of small projects that all add up like all weekend. Today it was today was rainy, so I was going to do it. So I'm camping off my antenna Kai project tomorrow, which I've been putting off for a couple weeks now. But it looks like it's going to be nice out, and I should be able to get stuff all kind of ready and organized tonight. That was kind of the big problem before was I was going to have to fabricate and collect a bunch of stuff and then go up on the roof all on the same day, and I was thinking that might take a little longer than I want. Anyhow, I'll back to the ACATO, and you'll be followed by UMJ. Go ahead, Don.
Matt, ACATO Don. Also, I've been kind of watching for band openings, mostly with FT8, and Interestingly, it's been 6 meters has had some good days in the past week. I missed some earlier in the week, but some hams from the Semdexa Club, Southeast Michigan DX, they mentioned it, and I've been trying, and I got a few, nothing real earth shattering, no great DX or no grid squares, unfortunately, but I've at least got a few. That's been kind of rare. The upper bands have been really dying off. Not much else doing radio news for me, so I'll hand it on back. ACATO.
All right, thanks. Yeah, on Friday, some of the people on the repeater crawl were saying that they had seen some things like some DX of the NOAA weather station. So certainly, maybe certainly some of the VHF is probably doing some skip. It sounded like it was skipping over the lake. So maybe going up. I guess maybe it's down into the 6 meter band too. Anyhow, at the bottom of the list, we've got W8UMJ. What do you got for us?
Hi, this is W8UMJ. I think I made the last check-in, and, So, yeah, I think, I don't know. I run a bicycle to the central campus. The visitors are keep running kind of like a little field there, IMSP, and just like roll my bicycle there and run several laps and then roll back up before the raining. And yeah, that's pretty much all about today. Very tired.
Thanks, Ed. You're a little noisy to repeater there, but we got most of it, and maybe if I were in HTA, I might be able to, the EQ, I might be able to hear it a little bit better, but I forgot to charge it, and it's, so I'm on the base station here, which is a much, much better radio, but does not have any sound processing. Anyhow, this is WSAU with the U of M. Sunday night at. Looks like it might be a little bit of a short nap, but we're at the bottom of the list. Are there any additional stations we need to check in? Please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, Pedestrian Mobile.
Hi, Dave.
Okay. Well, let's see. We got back from having a kind of a celebration of Mother's Day and, I don't know, a couple of other things combined today over at my granddaughter's place in Detroit. So, we just got back from that a little while back. Other than that, I'm out taking my walk around the neighborhood, and then I'll be hosting the New Year event tonight at 9 o'clock on 3803.
All right, thanks. I think you might have dropped out at the very end there, but we got almost all of that. And it's probably a good day out there for a walk now. Was raining earlier, but it looks like it's kind of stopped raining and sunny out now. So, anyhow, is there anyone else to the U of M Sunday night? Please call now. All right, nothing here. It looks like we've got, this is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday night to close with looks like 5 check-ins here. The time of voice started about a minute after, so let's call that 9 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to the U of M Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU, and here's Wyatt to the RFCS.
This is KEA-TWV. I just found out that the Echo Link is still not working.
WV, you're making it fine over RF, so if you want to go ahead and take a turn.
Not sure who else is there, but yeah, I was trying last week and again this week to get Echo Link, and yeah, I just crawled over to the radio. Everything's good. Got some HF time, but everything else is good. Hope everybody has a good week. We'll try to catch up with you maybe next week RF-wise, and Does John know about EchoLink being down?
I saw the message to the WAUM group, so he's on there, so you should have seen that. Although he's not the person that's actually maintaining it. I don't know if it's still PUT that's maintaining that part of it or if it's gotten more complicated than that. But you should at least be aware of it. I guess maybe if you don't hear anything in another week or so, maybe ask again, but not quite sure who is exactly responsible for getting that working. I think it's probably PUT, but I'm not sure of that.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. And I think I had problems getting to his machine as well. But I'll check that again. I could be wrong. All right. KE8TWB, thank you for letting me bow into this and let me step out. Let everybody go to RC. 73 all, KE8TWB.
Thanks for that. Maybe it lost its network connection somehow because I'm pretty sure PUC's machine is also up at the same site. So if it's also off the network, probably means something happened to the network connection up there. Anyhow, this is WSAU and I'm QSY.
KS8FUG. I had actually heard in correspondence with Peter that the university had a problem with digital access to the repeater due to some of their IP security concerns. And I'm not sure when exactly the timeline of them taking it down, but I did hear that that was a concern, and that might be the reason here.
Thank you. KEA-TWD.